I'm sure you've noticed the department store windows are already being decorated, and now movie theaters across the country are getting into the holiday spirit. Today's the opening of A Christmas Story, a film based on Gene Shepherd's novel, In God We Trust, All Others Pay Cash. It's set in Midwest America in the 1940s and tells the story of little Richie Parker's desperate quest for a special Christmas present, a genuine Red Ryder 200-shot Daisy air rifle, a BB gun that Gene Shepherd says is still on the market today.
The Red Ryder has been the Daisy's number one seller for years and is sold in all the Kmarts all over the country. Mm. It's sold at Sears, and every kid knows it because it has that leather thong.
That's right.
That's attached right. to the stock, I mean.
I remember Christmas Day and the week thereafter going out into the woods with a brand new Christmas BB gun and having and doing what, you know, what your mother was afraid you were going to do with it. Just having fights, really, with a BB gun. Is that in the movie?
No, that's not in the movie. What the movie is about him getting the gun.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a movie about obsession. And like I've always felt that obsession of all types is the ultimate form of humor. I've always felt that Ahab was really funny. I know it's not. I see it as basically a comedy. But I've always felt that obsession of one kind or another is funny. And, of course, this is what this kid is obsessed with, getting a gun. And he just gets to be a true banana head about it.
We're talking about Ralphie, and Ralphie is you as a very young person. How old? 7, 8, 9 years old?
About nine.
Are you in the film? Are you the narrator of the film?
Well, the narrator isn't the narrator in this film. It's a role. He is an off-camera actor. He is Ralph grown up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not describing the scene. He reacts to the situations, and when he grows up to be this kind of an adult. He has to set the tone.
Mm-hmm.
And he, as a matter of fact, most of the laughs in the movie are laughs that are engendered by something that the narrator says or his reaction to a scene.
We have some, what do you call these, publicity stills, I guess, from the movie. And this is my favorite already when I first saw it. A picture of Ralphie and some of his friends, and they are standing around. It's cold, it's winter, it's snowing. They are standing around what I presume is a iron pole.
No, that's a flagpole.
A flagpole, right, okay.
In front of the school.
In front of the school. And
the Warren G. Harding School.
Okay, I think the audience knows what's going to happen here.
This was a scientific experiment. The premise had been tossed out by Schwartz. The kids are going to school. It's the Midwest. The temperature is 5 below 0. The wind is screaming off of Lake Michigan at a 40-mile-an-hour gale. It is about to snow. It has snowed for the past month. Schwartz says to his friends, you know, my uncle says that if you put your tongue on a streetcar track or something metal in the cold like this, your tongue will stick to it. Well, of course, any scientific theory is going to bring out the scoffers. It's going to bring out the believers. So immediately Flick says, oh, come on, what does your uncle know about anything? That bum. And there's a big argument develops, and finally they arrive in front of the flagpole, and at that point Schwartz says, well, if you're so smart, if you don't believe it, why don't you try it? Flick says, all right, I will. I'll show you how stupid that is. He approaches the pole, places his tongue on this iron flagpole, and instantly is frozen solid. There's only one thing for the rest of the people to do.
What, run away?
Get out as fast as you can.
Start running.
And there's this tiny figure on the horizon with the wind blowing, forever attached to a flagpole.
Oh. Humorist Gene Shepherd. His new movie is called A Christmas Story.